common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Catsimatidis and Cats at Night on 77 WABC.
Well, we're back, and with us today, like every Friday, to give us a recap of the week and recap of where the heck we are, as we have one of our country's top economists. We have with us Larry Kudlow. How are you, Larry?
I'm good, John. Thank you.
Tell us, I mean, we got some roller coaster ride on in the markets, and then the jobs numbers came out, and the interest rates are not going up as much as we thought. What say you?
Well, look, I think a couple things. I think the stock market has held up pretty well. Pretty well. I mean, it was down this week. It's been down for four straight weeks. But the levels, you know, the Dow's at 33,614, the S&P is at 43,29. Those are still very sturdy levels. I mean, oil prices have jumped way up because of the Ukraine story, 115 West Texas, 118 Brent. And the jobs report today was very good, better than expected, although it was a little sloppy on the wage side. But you're still in an inflationary boom. You still have strong profits. But, John, there's some crazy things going on out there. I mean, really, when are we going to stop importing Russian oil? Mm-hmm. When, for heaven's sakes? That's point number one. Point number two, the Biden administration today says there's no plans to increase oil and gas production. That's with $115 a barrel, which is insanity to waste.
Insanity. Yes.
And then finally, apparently, they're very close to a new deal, a new nuclear deal with Iran, which is absolutely crazy, sitting across the table with Russia, rewarding Russia. And by the way, the sanctions will be taken off Iran if the deal is real. And that means, think of it this way. We're buying Russian oil, we're buying Iranian oil, but we're not producing American oil. Now, that is just
crazy. And Iran, by the way, Larry, Iran announced today, they said today, oh, the deal is done with the United States for us to get the money.
Yeah, I know. They're talking about $11 billion for four hostages.
Well, the terrorists needed the money.
Yeah, well, that's where the money is going to go. Iran's the biggest sponsor of terrorism. In the Middle East, for sure, maybe around the world, for all I know. It's a Marxist military run. It's not some mullet theocracy. It's run by the military, by the Revolutionary Guards. I mean, Trump was right to pull the plug on that deal in 2018. By the way, the latest report from the UN is that they're even closer to nuclear weapons. They're even closer to nuclear weapons. And of course, they lie, cheat, and steal. They won't let the inspectors inspect. I mean, I think the Biden administration is just nutty to go through with this. This whole, you know, their oil policy, their foreign policy, their security policy, none of this makes any sense. Zelensky is apparently going to do a virtual call with the U.S. Senate. I don't know who's going to be there. That's going to be tomorrow. We need to help this guy as much as we possibly can without putting our military in, of course. But Biden's foreign policy is just awful. The Iranian deal is awful. Why we're not tougher with Russian oil is beyond me. Why are we still waging war against American fossil fuels? You know, we could be producing up to 14 million barrels a day. And that would go a long ways towards cutting back oil prices. I know why oil prices are up because of the war, but the fact is we could be recalibrating that if we had a sensible all of the above, not waging war on fossil fuel, everything, nuclear, oil, gas, coal, wind turbines is fine, solar is fine, electric cars is all fine, let the markets decide. But they're not doing that. You've got these crazy left-wing radical greenies, and we're paying a cost for that.
I had lunch with a very senior Democratic senator today, and I said to him, if we turned on Canada, if we turned on Alaska, oil would drop to $60 a barrel, half price. Why aren't we doing it?
And what did they say?
He wouldn't answer.
Well, the White House, Larry, I want you to listen to this, what Jen Psaki just said a very short time ago. Listen, I want everybody's reaction.
The reason why the price of gas is going up is not because of steps the president has taken. They are because President Putin is invading Ukraine, and that is creating a great deal of instability in the global marketplace.
Well, I have two thoughts, Olivia. One is my condolences for John for having lunch with a Democratic senator. And then my second point is, what Madam Psaki said is part of the economic illiteracy of this administration. I mean, look, Biden goes and has a State of the Union message, whenever it was, Tuesday night. And there he's coming back with a whole litany of social spending, which will, again, with deficit financing from the Fed, will simply raise the inflation rate even more. As though we needed that with oil prices doing what they're doing.
Larry,
I mean, it's really not a good story.
At $115 a barrel, that equates to $7 a gallon of gas.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we may be headed for that. I mean, we don't have to be. That's the point. We have phenomenal resources here. We have the most efficient, technologically best, and we have the cleanest natural gas and LNG in the world. Why aren't we drill, selling it around the world, undercutting Russia? All we're doing is helping to finance Putin's war machine. That is all we're doing.
Well,
that plus the fact that consumers and businesses are going to get creamed by these higher gasoline prices. It's just nutty. It's absolutely nutty. It's nutty. It's nuttier than a $3 bill.
And the Arab states, the Saudi Arabians, and the oil producing OPEC are zillionaires again. It starts with a Z.
We saw the highest jump in gas prices overnight since Hurricane Katrina, but this disaster is man made, and that man has been President Biden and the Obama administration.
Well,
we didn't have to get
Putin,
to this point.
Putin worked on it too.
Yeah, but we saw the prices
even
going up
that,
well before
that's right.
This invasion.
I agree with Lydia. Even if you didn't have this situation going on, they were killing. They declared war on an independent energy production in the United States.
And Larry, by the way, John had a very interesting call yesterday, too. Remember, I'm not going to say who, but you said it to that person. You said, you know what? Why are we not drilling here? We're not going to see it in our lifetime, these green new batteries and vehicles. So stop with the nonsense.
You know, the great part of that story is, with respect to batteries, and the commodities necessary, you know, to put batteries together, lithium and nickel and all that, is that the mining to get those commodities will release large amounts of carbon emissions.
Yeah.
Okay. So to say that the renewables and the so-called alternatives are carbon-free is a complete falsehood. It's a complete falsehood. Look, why don't you just let American innovation and ingenuity from the private companies, let them do what they do. They got us fracking and horizontal drilling. They will figure out ways to have the most efficient, affordable, clean sources of energy in the world. We should not be reliant on Russia or the Saudis or Iran. I mean, we're playing into the hands of all the world's dictators, and it's just driving me crazy. You know, John Kerry, I knew John. Well, I know John Kerry for years, but John Kerry's negotiating this deal. Rest assured, he's the one that did it during the Obama years, and this is just deja vu all over again. It is a terrible story, and to reward Russia and Putin with an Iranian deal right now is absolutely insanity.
Insanity. Larry Kudlow, thank you for everything you've done for America. Continue to speak out for America. God bless you and God bless America.
Thanks, John. Yep, you all take care. Bye-bye.
And when we come back, we will be speaking with Professor Dershowitz all about Bill Barr. Wait till you hear what he is saying and writing about Trump. God, will they just leave him alone already? We'll be right back.